Yeah. Oh, yeah.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in the mornings filling in for Maggie Dawn today.
Mm-hmm.
And we appreciate all the calls and all the ideas and the discussion here on the show.
Yeah, we found out about waffle irons in Green Bay that you asked Mike Clemens.
I didn't get to ask him that, damn it.
You wanted to ask
him. But, you know,
Next time
we're going to have to do it because people, you know, develop these little quirks on the road and they
going
think
through hotels.
Well, I can't wait to find out this or find out that, you know.
All right.
But I was always the thing I was always on the lookout for was the pancake maker, because I'm thinking, you know, you have to put out a lot of money to get that pancake maker. It has to, you know, it has to flip the pancakes.
Well, that, and you've got all kinds of people trying it for the first time. You know, they've never done it before.
Exactly.
And you're waiting to make the pancakes.
Well, actually,
and you're waiting in line.
All you have to do is just push the button.
That's not that difficult.
That's it. But it's fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. But maybe it isn't even that either. Yeah. All right. I've got something here. This is an experiment in music, moody music under what somebody is saying.
Oh, okay.
You know, is it more impressive if you put music under it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Usually it is.
It is.
Yes. Right.
And I saw a recent interview with Jeff Daniels talking about the second term of Trump.
Okay.
And we're going to have a little experiment. But first, I want to introduce everybody to Jeff Daniels, where I saw him go on a rant.
Oh, sure.
In the TV show Newsroom.
It's classic, yeah.
Which is just fantastic. You really have to catch that if you can. But this is one of the great rants ever. And it's well written. And it answers a lot of questions that the megas seem to be convinced of. So why don't we play this from Jeff Daniels from the series Newsroom.
Can you say why America is the greatest country in the world?
Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
And with a straight face, you're going to tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
There is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only three categories: number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the f*** you're talking about.
Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars. Acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore. Enough?
There you go.
Okay.
And you notice
Jeff
the
Daniels.
Dramatic music underneath really,
right,
really
the
added the impact,
yep.
Right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
So now Jeff Daniels on a recent talk show talked about Trump's second term. Let's listen to the no music version of what he said. Let's listen.
We've lost decency, we've lost civility, we've lost respect for the rule of law, lost it. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet. We've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that. It's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. I mean, nobody has great things to say about politicians. They never have. Go back to Mark Twain. But ideally, we're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us. He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Now let's put a little music underneath.
Okay.
He's everything that's wrong with not just America, but with being a human being. We've lost decency. We've lost civility. We've lost respect for the rule of law. We have normalized verbal abuse on the internet. We've normalized bullying, much as the woke generation tried to, you know, change that. It's back. And along out the window goes character, integrity. We're supposed to elect the best of us, not the worst of us.
There it is.
Yeah. Big difference. Where's the Kleenex?
Pass me a Kleenex.
Here. Right over here. There you go. There you go, big guy.
Boy, you know.
I know, really.
A little dramatic music at all.
What a softie.
Boy,
I've got.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Yeah,
get rid of the Trump flags. Bring out the American flags.
Hey, guess what? We are out of time.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, Pete Schwab is knocking at the door here.
Yeah.
He's got Nightlight coming up next.
He's got such a great show.
Well, he's got a popcorn pick tonight. So.
Oh, he does?
Yes. Got to tune in.
All right.
He's going to be on our show next week,
I think. That's right. We're going to talk about his big film.
Yeah.
Well, it's been out a while, but it's The Godfather of Green Bay.
Great flick.
You definitely check out that movie by Pete Schwab. A
lot of fun. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Hey, check us out on the Civic Media app. We're at WMDX every morning from 6 till 8. Thanks to Maggie for letting us fill in. And Pete Schwab is next. Have a good evening.
See you later.
So long.